Let the journey please us. Let the journey please us. We're making a journey through life here. We're making a journey through the experience of living, the experience of being a human being. And let the journey please us as we make this journey. Let every day be a day filled with smiles, and every day be a day filled with the feeling of success, the feeling of accomplishment, the feeling of achievement. Let every day be that day. And as that day is that day, we know that we feel wonderful. We feel fantastic. We feel glorious. We feel good because we have chosen to have our journey be a journey of joy. Let our journey please us. Our journey pleases us because it is a journey that we are taking to us to a marvelous experience of life. We are looking around us and we're seeing if the world is a nice world. We're looking at our family first. And as we look at our family, we say, I have a wonderful family. I have a wonderful wife or husband. I have wonderful children. I have wonderful parents. I have wonderful grandparents. And all of the people in my world are wonderful indeed. They're wonderful, fantastic, and glorious. They are uplifting, and they are supportive of the great ideas that I hold true for myself. And this is what it's all about, isn't it? It's all about being a happy, delightful, joyful person. A person that looks to find in the world all of the beautiful things that are there, all of the glorious things that are there, all of the happy things that are there, because that's what really counts, isn't it? That's what really counts. I take this journey through life, and as I take this journey, I do not stay on the freeways. I do not stay on the fast lanes. I take the side roads. I take the scenic routes. I enjoy every moment of my life. And I enjoy every moment of my life not by rushing through it, not by saying that I must arrive there at a certain time, I must achieve certain goals, I must look at certain achievements that are important to me, because nothing is important to me except the journey. We take a trip to Europe. We take a trip on an airplane. And as we take the trip on an airplane, we think, well, we'll be there and we'll just take a nap on the trip or we'll do this. But why not look at the atlas, look at the globe, look at the world over which you're traveling, even though you're flying and can't see it because it's so far down there, 30,000 feet. And you think to yourself, well, I will just sort of take a nap during this time. Well, if you take a nap, which is just fine too, are you making the journey a joyous journey? Or are you saying to yourself, on this journey, I'm going to learn how to use my cell phone, and I'm going to learn all the ramifications of it. I'm going to have a manual for the cell phone. I'm going to have a manual for the book. I'm going to work on everything that I can for my cell phone, or for my iPad, or for my computer, or for whatever I have that I'm working with. I am going to make this time worthwhile. It's the time of the journey, and the journey is a glorious trip, a glorious experience. It is a time not to sleep, not to hide away from the world, not to hide away from earth, but it's to make it meaningful to me. Now, how do I make it meaningful to me? How do I make the journey meaningful to me? How do I make it something that is utterly fantastic to me, something that is joyous and wonderful and beautiful? How do I make it that? I make it that by the simplicity of knowing that I am wonderful. I am fantastic. I am glorious. I can do it. I can do it. Maybe computers and iPhones and things like that are not your thing. But make the journey a joyous experience. Read a glorious book. Don't watch the TV on the airplane, but read a joyous book. Read a book that takes you into a happy situation. Or learn a new skill. Learn something new that you're putting to work so that you're more sufficient in whatever you're doing. Truly, let the journey please us. Let the journey please us and make us feel that we are glorious people, that we are glorious people who are living our lives in a fantastic, beautiful way. And the way in which we live our life is expressed in everything we do. It's expressed in how we treat ourselves, how we act, how we live. Do you take all the things to let you drift through your journey? The journey may be an airplane, maybe in a car. The journey may be that you're sitting at your home, and this is part of your journey. Are you going to make your yard into a beautiful yard? Are you going to plant flowers? Are you going to rake the lawn? Are you going to mow it? Are you going to keep it beautiful? Are you going to do the things that make it a pleasant place for you to have your journey? It's up to you. It's up to you. How would you like to have it? How would you like to have your journey? How would you like to have your experience in life? However you'd like to have it, that's what you're having it. That's what you're knowing about it. That's what it's being for you. That's what it's expressing in your life. It's expressing this in wonderful, beautiful, fabulous ways because that's all that matters. Truly, let the journey please us. The journey could be a visit to your parents, a visit to a friend, a visit to neighbors. Visits are journeys. The journey could go down to the drugstore, down to the pharmacy, down to the grocery store, or wherever you want to go. And that journey, you plan it ahead of time. You are prepared to have the most enjoyment you can out of that journey, the most enjoyment you can out of that visit, because it's exciting, it's wonderful, it's fantastic, it's glorious, it's magnificent. Are you ready for that? Are you ready for that? I think we all are. We're all ready for that because that's what makes life worthwhile. That's what makes life an exciting experience. That's what makes life truly marvelous in everything we do. Today, as you establish your journey, whatever it may be, you establish the journey. Are you going to have it be something that is rewarding to you, that's fulfilling to you, that's delightful to you, that is exciting to you in every beautiful way? Well, you can. And if you do that, you will find that life is really much more wonderful than anything we ever gave it credit for. Life is much more wonderful than anything we ever could dream about. Life is much more wonderful than anything we could ever know. Because life is living as a beautiful, fantastic experience. Living is a glorious experience. Living is a marvelous experience where we got something out of it. You want to make a journey? Make a journey down your neighborhood. Smile at everyone you see. Greet them as you know them. Greet them with your benefit and your love and your joy. When you go into the store, say hello to the clerks. Say, how nice, you certainly are looking good. Yeah, you look so happy. Something wonderful is happening in your life, isn't it? And as you go into any activity that you go into, take your happiness, your greeting of joy, your greeting of peace, your greeting of magic, your greeting of love, your greeting of all that's beautiful as the forefront of where you go, what you do, and how you live your life. Because it's all up to us how we live our life. Let the journey please us. because as the journey pleases us, we are happy as can be. And as the journey pleases us, we are always interested in having everything work out in divine order. Let it be for you as it is for me. And I say to you, I love you. I love you. I love you.